Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting second. The second baseman, Roberto Alomar. Batting third. The left fielder, B.J. Surhoff. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rafael Palmeiro. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Cal Ripken. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Tony Tarasco. Batting seventh. The catcher, Chris Hoyles. Batting eighth. The DH, David DeLucci. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mike Bordick. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jimmy Key. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Cameron. Batting third. The shortstop, Norberto Martin. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Lyle Mouton. Batting sixth. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Dave Martinez. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Chris Snopek. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Danny Darwin. And now, play ball. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a fly ball into right field. Mouton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Alomar reaches second base with a double. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff hits a line drive towards first. Martinez catches it for the out, and throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Alomar moves to third. Two outs. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmeiro hits a ball on the ground towards first. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first, with Darwin covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham strikes out. One out. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cameron hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a fly ball into right field. Tarasco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Key fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Darwin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Tarasco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tarasco hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Snopek fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tarasco moves to second. David DeLucci is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLucci is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bordick hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lyle Mouton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mouton hits a fly ball into right field. Tarasco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carcoviche strikes out. Two outs. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Baines moves to third. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snopek hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Baines scores. Martinez moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0-for-1 in the game. Durham hits a fly ball into right field. Tarasco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Anderson hits a pop-up towards short. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Alomar takes first base on ball 4. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 0-for-1 in the game. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Alomar moves to second. Two outs. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmeiro is 0-for-1 in the game. Palmeiro hits a pop-up towards third. Snopek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cameron is 0-for-1 in the game. Cameron hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin is called out on strikes. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Tarasco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tarasco is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tarasco hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hoyles hits a fly ball into right field. Mouton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lyle Mouton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mouton is 0-for-1 in the game. Mouton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Baines strikes out. There goes Mouton. The throw from Hoyles to Bordick, and Mouton is out. Two outs. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karkovice is 0-for-1 in the game. Karkovice hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. David DeLucci is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLucci is 0-for-1 in the game. DeLucci takes first base on ball 4. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bordick is 0-for-1 in the game. Bordick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martin scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snopek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Snopek hits a fly ball into right field. Tarasco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0-for-2 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ripken fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cameron is 0-for-2 in the game. Cameron is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Alomar hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Orioles, 1, White Sox, 1. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 0-for-2 in the game. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmeiro is 0-for-2 in the game. Palmeiro hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-2 in the game. Ripken hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Palmeiro moves to second. Tony Tarasco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tarasco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tarasco hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Palmeiro scores. Ripken moves to second. It's 2-1, Orioles. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hoyles strikes out. Two outs. David DeLucci is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLucci is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. DeLucci hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin hits a fly ball into right field. Tarasco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lyle Mouton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mouton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mouton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bordick is 0-for-2 in the game. Bordick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-3 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first, with Darwin covering, for the out. Two outs. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Alomar takes first base on ball 4. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 0-for-3 in the game. Surhoff hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baines is called out on strikes. One out. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carcoviche is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carcoviche hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ripken fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Martinez takes first base on ball 4. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snopek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Snopek hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Martinez moves to third. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0-for-3 in the game. Durham hits a pop-up towards short. Bordick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmeiro is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Palmeiro hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Durham reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Snopek fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tony Castillo now pitching. Jeffrey Hammonds pinch hits for Tony Tarasco. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hammonds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ripken moves to second. Carlos Castillo now pitching. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hoyles hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. David DeLucci is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLucci is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. DeLucci hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jeffrey Hammonds now playing right field. Armando Benitez now pitching. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cameron is 0-for-3 in the game. Cameron hits a fly ball into right field. Hammonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen pinch hits for Norberto Martin. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen strikes out. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen now playing shortstop. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bordick is 0 for 3 in the game. Bordick is called out on strikes. One out. Chuck McElroy now pitching. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 4 in the game. Anderson hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Rabule pinch hits for Roberto Alomar. Jeff Rabule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rabule hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McElroy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jeff Rabule now playing second base. Lyle Mouton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mouton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mouton strikes out. One out. Randy Myers now pitching. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Baines takes first base on ball 4. Darren Lewis pinch runs for Harold Baines. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carcoviche is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Carcoviche hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Palmiro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Martinez hits a line drive into left field. Surhoff picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Surhoff. Lewis moves to third. Martinez moves to second. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snopek is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Snopek hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 2, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.